no law, dot, dot, dot.
Monthly with 2719 due at signing. Tax title and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Charlie Disobey, and we're going to be talking about the Common Core curriculum. And you must understand that basically we don't have a local school board that determine what's taught in our schools. It is federal grants, of course, coming into the schools that determine what is taught, and they're imposing on schools all across America. Certainly an educational program aimed at dumbing down our students, holding them back, and creating mediocrity. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the public to know that the public schools are not there to educate, but to indoctrinate our children. And not in certainly higher accomplishments, but destroying the moral fabric of society, and certainly creating a generation of young people who will not be able to compete with young people from other countries throughout the world. And that is the background, Charlotte. You pick up the story because you know what's going on far better than I do.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Sometimes I wish I didn't. Last night I was, I've got to give a talk down in New York in Long Island, State Long Island Forum over the weekend. I hope people will check that out on the internet. If the people in the area, New York metropolitan area, should definitely be going there. I'm just one of the speakers. So they got Sheriff Mack and Ed Griffin and all. And I was thinking about the talk I have to give, and I woke up at that, ungodly hour of 2 a.m. And luckily I caught up on it this morning a bit, but I started putting together this whole school choice thing in my head. Nothing like doing it at 2 a.m. And it appears to me, we all have a lot of the pieces, but putting it together, the school choice agenda, tax funded, you know, which is what it is now, because they even want, even our governor, who's meant to be a conservative, is proposing giving tax money to religious schools. And all this will include all schools, you know, because every child on this planet has to be in the computer, and the only way to get that is through school choice. And I'm looking at all the different facets, and it goes all the way back to the 1890s, really. And it goes to Quigley, Cudgee, and Hope talking about both parties having the same agenda at the top, and the industrialists back then meeting together and saying we've got to control both parties at the top. Well, we're looking at the final blow on America today, the loss of our elected form of government. And people will say, what does that have to do with school choice? Plenty. They've been working, this is gradualism, exquisite. They have been working on this plan for vouchers and school choice since World War II, and I think long before. I'm doing some work on, the role of Gunnar Myrdal, the Swede who wrote American Dilemma that was used in the integration case. And he was funded by Carnegie, his work. So let's just keep following Carnegie, hmm? And you're going to see that they chose the minorities to experiment on all the way through in order to get what they're going to get now under school choice.
Now, you're speaking of the Carnegie Foundation and the great tech foundations have been funding so much of the subversion of our school and educational system. Go right ahead.
Well, yes. And I was noting that they funded Gunnar Myrdal, who was a socialist. That's the nice thing you can say about him. UNESCO, very involved. And they funded him, to do that major study that was used in Brown versus Board of Education that brought us to integration, which most of us, I certainly support integration. But I never realized that they used integration. They used the minority children in this country to bring about, to impose this totalitarian system that's going in right now under publicly funded school choice with no elected boards. Now, people are going to have to listen to your program over and over and over again to get that quote from me, which took about 6 minutes, I guess. That's Charlotte's thinking at 2 a.m. That's what they've done. And if you don't believe me, go back to Edith Kermit Roosevelt's extraordinary article that I've just been looking at, written in 1968 in The Wanderer about the Carnegie Corporation's new reading program. This is for inner city kids in 1968, and it has them, it's deliberately bringing them to a radical position with reading, with little blocks they have to fill in what they see, or they see the thing and then they write what it is, torch the porch. All right, so Carnegie supports integration, helping Gunnar Myrdal write that study. It started, he's writing it in 1938, I think. And so what are they doing? They're supporting integration to help the minority children get ahead in this country at the same time that they're supporting social justice curriculum, Marxist curriculum, to turn the very people that we want to help against us. This is you've got the first radio interview I've done on this. I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble over this one. They knew they needed school choice for workforce training right from the beginning. And you know that whole thing about Norman Dodd and the tax-exempt foundations, the Reese Committee, and Rowan Gaither, the Ford Foundation, telling Norman Dodd that they got their instructions from the White House to use their money to bring about a merger with the Soviet Union. Yeah, okay. Well, Soviet Union, sure it died, but communism didn't. World government didn't. An international socialist system is Stalin's, Lenin's, Gorbachev's system. It's going in right now. Reagan signed the agreements to merge the two education systems, Soviet U.S., right, and other education systems as well. We're looking at the international system being imposed on us right now, totalitarian, I might point out. It's communist because the education going in right now, the complete switch from competition and upward mobility and all for our children to the school-to-work agenda, no grades, no nothing, that's the Soviet system. We have the report from 1959 that was commissioned by Commissioner Dertig, Office of Ed. They sent American educators over to the Soviet Union to study their system of education. It was a very important report. And it's exactly what's going in under the Reinventing School Coalition agenda. People can Google that, Reinventing School Coalition. It has a new name now. I think they call it Marzano's. Check it out on the Internet.
Okay, our guest is Charlotte Isabel. We're going to be back here as soon as we get through this break. And they're dumbing down our children.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest Charlotte Isabey, and Charlotte is talking about what's happening to the American educational system. It's being dictated from Washington, D.C. by the fascist element there. And, of course, the goal has always been to actually have a one-world socialist system run by a ruling elite. That's why we've financed communism since its inception, because you can never let the American people know that, but that's the truth of the matter. If you doubt the certainty of Charlotte was talking about Norman Dodd, who was director of research for the Reese Committee, who actually said that he had been told by Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, that the purpose of the Ford Foundation was to so alter life in America that one day we could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And so Dodd said, well, will you tell the American people that? And Gaither said, of course not. Well, if you'd like to actually hear Norman Dodd saying that or see him saying it on video, I have my interview with Norman Dodd, 1980. You can get that by calling our 800 number. If you want to know what the great tax-exempt foundations are really doing with their money, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, we carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. One of the most important books written by the Council for the Reese Committee, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and my DVD interview with Norman Dodd, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And now we're seeing the culmination of this age-old plan as they simply destroy our educational system, dumb down our children, destroy the moral fabric of our society. Our young people are being indoctrinated in Marxism, just as they are in the Soviet Union. We either have a ruling elite, and of course they're the ones who are pushing this whole thing, coordinating it as we move from freedom to a regulated, controlled society, controlled by the small elite that wants to control the world. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope people will go to Amazon.com and type in Exposing the Global Road to Ruin Through Education. That's the eight-disc project that all of us researchers in the trenches since the 60s put together at two conferences. They're videotaping, and it's extremely important. It deals with exactly the tax-funded school choice, which we consider that's the act. That's how they're going to bring the United States down. And we have all the documentation. We don't have what I've mentioned today on this interview with you, what came up. I put the whole thing together, as I said, at 2 a.m. But we have most of it, and we know that this is always a tax-funded school choice. There's nothing new about it. And while I'm talking about nothing new, there's nothing new about Common Core. We trace that back to the 70s. We've got all the standards and the goals from the 70s, and our good people and parents are being distracted by the Heritage Foundation, and all these neoconservative Trotskyite groups are distracting them because they don't want them to focus on the Trojan horse, which is tax-funded school choice with no elected board. They don't want them to look there because that's the method, the vehicle through which they will put in the Soviet workforce training. The New American School Development Corporation under Bush started this part of it, having little schools for various jobs for training. They have to have school choice, charter schools. They have to have all children in it, all. And the only way they can get that is through tax-funded school choice, including the charter schools with the no elected board. Now, what I've done here is I've traced it all the way back to the late 1800s, where Quigley said what he said. The industrious, this is what they wanted all along. That's why they merged with the Soviet Union. We wanted their resources. We wanted to spin off profits using our children for the global elite. This has been going on all along. And if you follow the timeline, you'll see now integration, interestingly enough, as much we support it, right? I supported it all along. I have an article called Experimentation on Minorities at my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. But integration basically was the first step towards breaking down the American system of government, our units, our counties, our cities, our towns, busting borders, as we all know, busting. And poor minority children were bused 2-3 hours, you know, to get them into these larger schools to have them mixed with white children. They used it. It's absolutely the most brilliant scheme I've ever seen, and I truly believe that I am correct, and thank God for the 2 a.m. wake-up call I had. I see it very clearly. This whole thing, of course, the Chamber of Commerce in 1945 calling for school choice, and people think school choice is new. UNESCO called for school choice. They have used the minorities in this country to break down the whole system, not just education, but our whole structure of government. They put in regionalism through integration, and regionalism is communism. And so, folks, I know there's a lot of history there, but if you want the history, you can just say, throw your hands up and say, Charlotte, please stop. Yeah, I don't blame you, but the history is at exposing the global road to ruin through education, that 8-disc set at Amazon.com. Be sure to get that and pass it out to everybody. Go to all the groups in your community. Share it with them. Share the different discs. Talk about it. Contact your elected officials. Our solution is very, very unusual, Dr. Stan. Unusual is not the word. People will go into panic when they hear our solution. We're between a rock and a hard place. The rock are the corporations in bed with the government and UNESCO and UN and OECD to implement the Soviet polytech system in this country so your child will have no upward mobility. It's called limited learning for lifelong labor. And that's Lou Gerstner at IBM, CFR, Heritage that drafted NAFTA, our good conservative friends, et cetera. They're all there together. They're going to put this in. To me, that is really far more lethal than hanging on to the pathetic public school system as we're looking at it now with this very fine structure with elected officials, but going back to pre-1965, get rid of the U.S. Department of Ed, which Reagan promised to do and never did, get rid of the U.S. Department of Ed, pull down the State Departments of Ed, return to the local level and build our schools back again. They were the finest in the world. Our American education system. Type the name Kenny Hignite into AmericanDeception.com. H-I-G-N-I-T-E. Kenny, eighth grader in 1956, prior to the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, was far smarter than Charlotte Isserby could ever hope to be. So we have got to restore this system of education that we had, not just for the United States, but for the world. For the world. We had the finest system in the world. The world is looking to us to save them. That's why we call it exposing the global road to ruin through education. This has been the biggest scam, and we all fell for it, including myself. I was a slow learner on this one, working in the Department of Ed under Reagan and wondering, because everything going in right now came under Reagan in my office. school choice, the Skinner method, the school-to-work partnership, the Nation at Risk. Everything came out of my office technology. I got fired for that one. I fired myself, right? I leaked that document on computers to the press. But I see it now. And I'll say this, Dr. Stan. There's nothing like a 2 a.m. wake-up call.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that they want to control the minds of our children so they can control the next generation. And this is well-organized, well-financed, certainly. Ronald Reagan said, everything I believe, and he did everything wrong. Why did he do everything wrong? Well, because, of course, that's why he was there. He was put in power by the same people who control everything. But it's so difficult for people to believe that somebody could say things and be so funny and yet be actually working to push this worldwide subversive agenda. But then most of what we think really isn't true. And basically, of course, there is an organized, orchestrated effort to take over control of education. They do control education, and this leads us to the great tax-exempt foundations. And then as we came to accept the federal funding of our schools, once you have federal funding of schools, you have federal control of schools. And that's what it's all about. The person who pays the piper calls the tune, and our federal government doesn't give the money unless they determine what is taught in our schools. And the purpose is not to educate our children, but to dumb them down and prepare them for a life of servitude in the new socialist or communist, or call it what you will, doesn't matter. But certainly they're intentionally lowering the living standards of the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And they've targeted the children, the minds of the children. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, they have targeted all of us now. Once they did their experiments on the minorities, you know, from 1965 on, with the Skinner method in all the inner city schools, and the Chicago experiment was the most disastrous. And interestingly enough, the guy who was involved in that, Lee Shulman, he was also head of the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching a bit later, but he's moved over to help the Catholics put Common Core into the Catholic system. Don't forget, Common Core is nothing but Marxism. It's the same old Marxist curriculum we've had ever since 1970. In some ways, it's not even as bad as some that I saw as a local school board member. So get off the Common Core bandwagon, folks. You are wasting your time. And move on to stopping tax-funded charter schools and the takeover of your private education. And you've just got to, I mean, this is an extraordinarily good quote that I like to use if I can find my glasses. It's by Gresham. I think you've probably heard this, but it's dynamite quote. He says, this is in 1933, J. Gresham Machen, and I want all these people who are fighting Common Core and think that, look, even if you win, if you win and you let charter schools and all this go in, tax-funded private education, you're going to put your kids into those schools thinking that you've won, and you're going to find the Common Core right in your private school because it's taking tax money. Come on, wake up. Get off that Common Core. You are being so diverted, folks, so diverted. And move on to killing publicly funded private education and killing charter schools because they do not have elected boards. And don't forget, education is the second largest spender, discretionary funds, after defense. And once we turn over this huge element of spending to unelected boards where we have no say, why are we going to say we need elected officials anymore at any level? And then we will have no elected officials. And we did fight the Revolutionary War for that reason, didn't we? Taxation without representation. Now, I want to read from Gresham. This is great. He wrote this, The Necessity of the Christian School in 1933. Quote, the thing is really quite clear. Every lover of human freedom ought to oppose with all his might the giving of federal aid to the schools of this country. For federal aid in the long run inevitably means federal control. And federal control means control by a centralized and irresponsible bureaucracy. And control by such a bureaucracy means the death of everything that might make this country great. Against this soul-killing collectivism in education, the Christian school, like the private school, stands as an emphatic protest. In doing so, it is no real enemy of the public schools. On the contrary, the only way in which a state-controlled school can be kept even relatively healthy is through the absolutely free possibility of competition by private schools and church schools. If it once becomes monopolistic, it is the most effective engine of tyranny and intellectual stagnation that has yet been devised.
Well, that's awesome. And if you have a question, our number 800-247.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference that directly affects someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabay. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're concerned, you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. But of course, it is the goal of the fascist element, and of course, it all ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. These people who want to create a one world government under a small ruling elite. You need to get the information on what they're doing in education. They're using federal funding now. They're wonderful. We can have all this money at the local schools. But with that, why the federal government dictates what's taught and what they're teaching is not Americanism. It's Marxism, dependent upon the government. The government must provide for the people. If they don't, why? Think of all the people that go without food and without health care. and children without housing. The government must provide voice from the quiet cradle to the grave. And, of course, people have forgotten it. That in a free society, government doesn't provide for the people. There are problems, you take care of them at the local level. But when the federal government can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, it's got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And that's what it's all about. Marxism, a new ruling elite, and poverty is certainly, with all of these wonderful poverty programs we have just as much poverty as ever. Well, if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Are you concerned and you need to get involved at your local school? We need to take America back from the bottom up, because from the top down, they have hundreds of trillions of dollars that they're willing to spend to impose their tyranny upon America, once the land of the free and the home of the brave. But, Charlotte, how can people get in touch with you and get the information you have? What about your website?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, with the Internet, right? I was just going to say that this never could have happened. And your listeners out there, they should not feel that they missed the ball, so to speak. They have been deliberately, the information has been deliberately kept from them over, certainly I can say, since I started writing. And I think long before that, too, wonderful Don Bell reports, your work, Dr. Stan, et cetera, has all been kept from them. But I can speak specifically on my own in regard to education. Every single thing I ever wrote, from my little Back to Basics reform or Skinnerian International curriculum after I got myself fired from the Department of Ed, that's the 39-page booklet. It was boycotted across the board by every major conservative organization in the country. Then I wrote the big 700-pager. I thought, well, I'll try it again. Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And that was boycotted as well. But luckily, we decided to put that up at deliberatedumbingdown.com after I'd sold all the copies that I published. We put it up as a free download. So there's no excuse for any of your listeners or anyone out there or anybody abroad not to be able to get into that book and get all of the history I've been talking about today, with the exception of my 2 a.m. wake-up call. Everything is in there, and you can cut and paste and email to friends. And there was a teacher from Bosnia who emailed me last week and said, how can we get your book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, translated into many languages? Because he said, what you've got in there is what we've got here. And he talked about Yugoslavia, and he talked about how it's the communist system all over the world that's going in. So the boycott was complete. And then I wrote an abridged, updated version after the other big baby was out of print of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And that one section, which is from the year 2000 to 2011, must have blown their, in quotes, mind. Because I discussed school choice, charter schools, Gates, Pearson, Murdoch, the whole plan to put this wretched tax-funded private education agenda in order to have school to work, the global education, the workforce training to spin off profits using your children for the global elite, basically. So I have had boycott, boycott, boycott. Now, how could you have known? How could your listeners have known? Now, all three of those things are on the Internet at Amazon now. Back to Basics has been, you know, republished. Beautiful little book. That's at Amazon. Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum. Deliberate Dumbing Down is there, the free download, anyway, at my website. The updated version is at Amazon, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, updated, abridged. And the latest thing that we think is the solution for you to go out and take your country back, that's the 8-disc set, Exposing the Global Road to Ruin Through Education. That is at Amazon.com. And you just type in the title, and it should pop up right away, and if it doesn't, put movies and TV or something. But You know, it's the category, movies and TV at Amazon. But I typed in the title, and it pops right up. You can buy that disc set. It's $40, 8 discs, 18 hours of videotaping of our finest people. We've got Ed Griffin on there. We've got some of his written work. He's not been videotaped. Rosa Corey's on there. Mary Thompson, who's your California gal, has been in the trenches since the 60s. Myself, Jeannie Georges, great on Tactics for Thinking and the new risk program I talked about. Anita Hull, who's the number one expert on Common Core and assessment. She knows that the Common Core is nothing but the assessment that she fought in Pennsylvania in the 1990s and won under the Protection of People Rights Amendment. She fought the national assessment. That's Common Core. Get off Common Core. Anita will tell you, get off it. The goal is to get the tax-funded charter schools in, and then they've got us hands down. That's the end of America, basically. It's the end of our elected form of government, and it's the end of any hope for academic freedom, just as I was, you know, that quote I did from Gresham Machen. Folks, this is serious business. I'm not kidding. And if you want to find out how it happened, just type in. I wrote an article called The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork. And that will help you feel that you weren't so responsible, because you're going to find out how they did it with the seven prongs, with semantic deception, the dialectic, gradualism, big bucks, Federal Reserve, right and left the same, the Skinner method, etc. You're going to find out exactly how they did it. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. They did it. And it is now closing down. The final blow is tax-funded private education and charter schools with no elected boards.
Well, it's an amazing story. The average American is never going to hear this because the media is controlled. They send their child to school thinking they're getting an education. They're not. They're being indoctrinated in Marxism. They're destroying their love of God and family and country. And, of course, this is why, Susie, when young people come out of school, they're liberal. And they're liberal usually till they're 30 or 40 because they've been indoctrinated. Well, unfortunately, we're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship in America. Of course, we're moving towards war. We're moving towards a financial collapse. And all of this is going to be used to consolidate the dictatorship from Washington, D.C. I mean, you think we have free elections? Every electronic voting machine in America can be rigged, and there's no way you can check and see what they're doing. Do you really care that you're going to kill millions of people? It's coming war in the Middle East. It's coming war. It's going to happen in the Far East.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Are you concerned about what's happening to our children? You must get involved locally in your schools. We've got to take our communities back city by city, and you do that by putting responsible people on the city council, getting a responsible sheriff in who believes in individual freedom rather than suddenly imposing the tyranny of the federal government on the local community. But the important thing is for our children. So our children understand freedom, understand our Constitution, understand the American way of life, and they're not learning that in school. They're learning all about the entitlement and how wonderful the federal government is that can provide for the needy and that can provide certainly for the average individual so that everyone gets their entitlement. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for Charlotte, who's been on the front lines of this battle, and actually when she was a high official there in the Department of Education in the Reagan years, she came forward and told what they were really doing. Ronald Reagan was saying one thing, and the Department of Education was doing something entirely different. And of course, it is part of the same move, continual move, doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans, it's always the same, always moving towards ever more government control over the lives of the American people and the destruction of the concepts of liberty, which were dependent upon limiting the power of government so men could be free. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask you an unusual question. What I've done this morning is really what I want to do next Saturday night at the dinner on Long Island in the first Save America, Save Long Island conference. And I didn't write anything down. Is there any way you could get that to me? I don't know what I said, but I know I put it all together for everybody this morning. Or
no,
maybe you can get me a cassette later.
We don't record this program. It's recorded there in Colorado. But I can certainly give them a call and ask them to get you a copy of it.
I really would like to have that. Now, Dr. Stan, as I told people, everything that's in my head, including the 2 a.m. wake-up call now, the 2 a.m. wake-up call is not at Amazon. Sorry about that. But most of that wake-up call dealt with what I'm talking about. The updated version of the deliberate dumbing down of America, which is at Amazon, in the update, about one of the last paragraphs, it deals with something extremely important that we found out, and you'll find this interesting, Dr. Stan, because it deals with the secret societies, right? I had, for many years, a couple pieces of paper out of a book written by a psychiatrist in Delaware, I believe, and I never quite understood what it was all about. It didn't have a title or anything. We found the title, and within this information, it says that the Carnegie Corporation in the 40s, during the war, right, and the Scottish Rite Masons, and a woman by the name of Mrs. Idelson, who, interestingly enough, I lived on Long Island at that time, she lived there, she funded this too. Scottish Rite Masons, Idelson, and Carnegie funded the first human relations training, which turned into all the values clarification, all of the destructive Maslow, Carl Rogers, all this horrible federally funded curriculum that inundated our country for over, and still does, right? So the important thing is here, they decided they had to destroy Christian values. Carnegie, Scottish Rite Masons, and Mrs. Idelson. They rented up my house on Long Island in the 40s. It's in there. We found the link. Everybody says, who funded Kirschenbaum and Sidney Simon and all these people? Where did the money, where did all this come from? Where did the new Model Me come from with the survival games where the kids decide who's going to be allowed in the lifeboat and who you're going to dump over? Who funded this? Carnegie? Scottish Rite Masons. This is so important. And that is in the updated, abridged version of the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which is now for sale at Amazon.com. It's not in the original version, obviously. It's in the updated version. And all the school choice information, charter school information, corporate information, Gates, Murdoch, the whole crowd, the Heritage Foundation. Heritage Foundation drafted the North American Free Trade Agreement. And our people are following Heritage down the road of school choice? That's a good question to ask, isn't it? Huh? What?
Yep.
I wish that marvelous Norman Dodd was around right now. Well, no, I don't. I think he'd be, he couldn't, he knew what was happening when we had that wonderful ceremony for him, remember? In Washington, and he spoke, and he asked Jesse Helms, you know, start the investigation again, to reopen the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations. Jesse Helms said he would, and he never did. And Dodd knew, Norman Dodd knew, that this was a Sovietization of the United States. And Sovietization means internationalism.
Anybody would like to see my interview with Norman Dodd? It's available on video. Just call 1-800-544-8927, and you can see that. Actually, I did the interview, and after I did my interview, Ed Griffin did his interview based upon the script I set him of what Norman Dodd had to say. But fascinating, this is the man who was the chief counsel for the and head of the investigation of the tax-exempt foundation back in 53 and 54, at the only time that any congressional committee has ever been allowed to see what these people, these multi-trillionaires, billionaires, were doing with their tax-exempt money, because it was being used to change America forever. Go right ahead. We've got
Dr. Stan, as you have pointed out, and I have often too, your listeners should know, they can go. They can read the 3,000 pages of the hearings that Dr. Stan is referring to, the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations in 1954, which were abruptly terminated, not just by the Democrats, by the Republicans as well. And you can read it at AmericanDeception.com. Just type in Reese Committee or Norman Dodd or whatever. And I bought that for $3,000, $1,000. I mean,
should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed. Charlotte Isabay, if you'd like to see my interview with Norman Dodd, I did it in 1980, but it's available on DVD. Why give us, just call us at 1-800-544-8927. The book written based upon the subversive activities of our great tax-exempt foundation, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. Foundations of Power and Influence is available by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Now, why were these people, Ford and Carnegie, the Rockefellers, involved with subversive activities? Because they were all tied into the occult. And what people do not understand is there have been these people who've given their souls to the dark side, and the purpose of the dark forces is to bring about this world government, a world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. We're in about the 10th printing. It's the sort of thing that's suppressed by the regular media, but we're able to get it out to Joe Farah and a few of the ministries that carry it. A vitally important book so that you can have insight into the fact we're really involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are demonic and satanic forces out there. Not imaginary, there really is another dimension. And, of course, this is where the UFOs, all these things they want to tell you, they came from other planets, universes, you know, 700 million light years away. And, of course, it's all a lie. These are manifestations of the dark and sinister spiritual forces at work in our society today. Well, you certainly need to go to my website and RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there, live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. Watch our DVDs, read our newsletters. Certainly you can see our sections on population control, certainly on the Georgia Guidestone. We have a section there, other information or articles on the web. And, of course, you can are on the Internet. And we post new things there every few days. It's important that you have the information. If you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use your help because, basically, this is a lonely battle that we're trying to save America or at least preserve what we can of what was once the greatest nation in the world. Well, we've been taken over by subversive forces. Do you realize, for instance, that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president came from the membership role of the Trilateral Commission, that six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense all came from this little group of about 87 people. They control our government. They control the president today. His closest advisor, the woman he sees every day, Susan Rice, Trilateral Commission. Certainly she was a Rhodes Scholar trained to control our political officials. And basically, of course, when Obama became president, 11 of his closest advisors came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. When you go to the polls every 4 years, you vote for the candidates of their choice. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, if we don't take America back, then the dream that was America is a nightmare right now. We need your financial help. My number 1-800-544-9877. Until tomorrow, the same time.